This is Nightline.
Tonight, Riptide, the resurgence of the popular party drug powered by social media. Young people getting high on whippets. Now the former addict coming clean.
I used to call them the womp womps.
And the hidden dangers. How one teen's first huff became his last breath. Plus, Judas and the Black Messiah, life and death of a 60s Black Panther leader. Why the Oscar-nominated film takes on new meaning, face of America's racial reckoning.
My mind immediately went to Breonna Taylor.
I think we need to call it what it is, it's murder.
And teaching kids about race with Sesame Street, singing, I am somebody.
I am, you are, we are somebody.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, the party drug making a comeback. Whippets, dangerous and addictive, now invading TikTok and proving to be no laughing matter. Here's Nightline's Ashin Singh.
In an age when people put everything on social media, a new trend on TikTok is sadly unsurprising.
Talk.
Young people posting themselves inhaling whippets for clout, along with the hashtag WhipTalk.
We can see the use of nitrous oxide glamorized on social media.
What do you want, Dad?
The dangerous trend forcing the app to suspend accounts and remove videos that show users huffing the substance. There's also IG live sessions where artists and musicians show themselves using the inhalant.
Children, adolescents, and young adults will increase their use of substances based on who they see.
Whippets, or nitrous oxide, AKA laughing gas, was once a niche party and concert drug, also known as hippie crack in the 1970s at Grateful Dead concerts. Then moving on to rave culture like the Burning Man Festival. It seems like every decade of partygoers has had their encounter with the drug, but it wasn't something that was seen as mainstream. That's now changing.
Now, to the mystery surrounding the death of Zappos tycoon Tony Hsieh.
Reports following the November 2020 death of Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh in a house fire indicating the presence of whippet chargers, among other paraphernalia around him. And most recently, notorious Jackass stuntman Steve-O, recently speaking out about his addiction to the drug and his road to recovery in this Instagram post. Now WhipTalk and other social media publicized usage helping usher in a new generation of users. This rise exacerbated, experts say, by the pandemic, as young people are stuck at home looking to dissociate and more are turning to whippets.
Nitrous oxide is extremely addictive. We may see patients who use it once every 3 to 6 months at a concert, but the problem is that over the last year, we've been seeing it used on a daily basis.
One of the issues, according to experts, is the perception that whippets are safer than traditional drugs. A myth 31-year-old recovering poly drug addict Philip Markoff is hoping to dispel.
The experimental stuff was really a chasing almost of novelty, and I kind of had a mission to try every substance out there.
The novelty wore off, but the need for a stronger high didn't. And that's when he turned to nitrous oxide to, what he says, give a boost to the drugs he was using.
What are whippets?
Laughing gas, essentially. When you go, it's an anesthetic, so when you go to the dentist, it's what they put on you to calm you down. But the actual high of whippets is concentrating that gas and inhaling it, which essentially is huffing a gas.
What are you feeling?
Like, I would use them in combination with psychedelic drugs. Now, the thing with combining nitrous oxide with psychedelic drugs is it literally is like Fast and the Furious, where the car goes faster. It makes the trip magnified.
And how long does that high last?
It lasts about 30 seconds. You get quite a few of them, and you just keep going and doing more and more and more. It's a very strong head buzz.
He is now using his experience to educate users about the potential dangers of drug use, volunteering as a sponsor at a 12-step program.
Five, four,
and under the pseudonym CG Kid, or Crazy Ginger Kid, speaking out publicly, like on this recovery podcast, This Pink Cloud.
What do you feel like it did for you that kept you coming back to it?
With former addicts, host Kelly and Nolan.
I don't know, pleasure seeker. Whatever I could do that made me feel good.
In the rave scene, we saw, there was
canisters of nitrous oxide.
Making YouTube videos to bridge the gap with people struggling with addiction.
What's up, guys? It's CG Kid. So in this video, I'm going to describe what nitrous is like.
But what exactly does it do to the brain? Many think the inhalant is harmless, but in reality, it can have both short and long-term effects.
As you're pushing the oxygen off of those cells and replacing it with nitrous, there's decreased nutrients and the life-sustaining things that you need circulating through your body. Then the most worrisome thing is cognitive impairment.
In an article from the NIH from 2011, they outlined the effects that inhalants have on the brain. The brain on the left is one with no history of inhalant abuse, while the one on the right is that of a chronic user. Notice how the brain is both smaller and fills less of the space inside the skull.
Instead of oxygen circulating through your body, you have nitrous. And that's what can eventually lead to, cardiorespiratory arrest and asphyxiation or death.
He was a man of few words, but he was kind and he was, I think, tried to do the right thing.
For 17-year-old Jack Schoenig, his first huff of whippets would end up being his last breath.
He'd never been on his own before. It was a little bit nerve-wracking to let him go, but certainly nothing could have prepared us for what came next.
In October 2019, he visited Penn State for the weekend with some friends for a football game. He went to a friend's house where he tried nitrous oxide.
Apparently they were doing whippets and took too much in, and he passed out, and then his heart stopped because he couldn't get any oxygen in, and he went into full cardiac arrest. The officer was trying to be tactful. I finally said, "Are you telling me my son is dead?" "Yes, ma'am, I'm telling you your son is dead. Jack didn't make it."
According to Jack's autopsy, he had no alcohol or any other controlled substances in his body.
I think he did it uneducated, though. I don't think he realized possibly what he was doing could eventually kill him.
A reminder of the fragility of life in one bad decision.
Jack used to play here, I understand?
He did. He's played here for a number of years. If anybody went after one of his teammates, it was game over. He just wanted to protect his people.
For the Schoenigs, they hope sharing Jack's story can help other families.
If you're not educated on something, get educated about it.
Hold your kids close. Yeah. Talk to them. It's impossible to warn them of all the dangers, but try to prepare them for what's out there.
I think it's important to emphasize is since these cartridges are legal and readily available, teens and young adults might not realize that they're very dangerous.
You only have to be 18 to legally buy it, and it's sold almost anywhere you can get whipped cream, including online. We tried to see just how easy it was to get a hold of. So we added a whipped cream dispenser and 50 whipped cream chargers to our cart. So it's been a few days, and just like any other Amazon package, our whippets are here. No questions asked, no signature required. We reached out to Amazon for comment, and they said in part that nitrous oxide is commonly used to create whipped cream and other foods and is sold by many major retailers, and that their page makes it clear that these products are intended only for food preparation, and that shopping on Amazon is limited to customers 18 and older. In terms of the supplies we ordered, an Amazon rep let us know that our products did not have the required disclaimers, and that has now been updated.
I think that it does need to be regulated in that sense, because kids, young adults, adults are all able to get their hands on it.
Until there's more regulation, it appears education about whippets and its potential dangers might be the best way to keep people safe.
The biggest take-home point is how dangerous nitrous oxide is. The inability to control how much you take in and the effects of that is also what's very scary.
Back in Dallas, helping to spread this message is part of Philip's new lease on a sober life.
How's your road to recovery? What are your good days like?
Oh man, I'm like born again.
Is it surreal to be sitting here right now, even talking about this?
It took a lot of pain, a lot of hell I had to go through to come out the other side. I had to face my demons. Mm-hmm. I came out on the other side and I'm connecting with something that I'm finding in life.
Our thanks to Ashen. Coming up, Judas and the Black Messiah, the revolutionaries fighting for black lives, then and now.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Arriving in the wake of the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, the Oscar-nominated film Judas and the Black Messiah, the story of another police killing more than 50 years ago.
Repeat after me.
On screen, we go inside a movement many Americans misunderstood. Meet a man fewer still even knew, and we get to witness a performance by young talent, born an ocean away.
I gave everything, and I couldn't give it to a more noble man. That's Chairman Fred Hampton.
Daniel Kaluuya receiving his Golden Globe honoring the fallen civil rights activist he portrayed, Fred Hampton, one of the leaders of the Black Panthers. The British-born Kaluuya completely embodying the fiery American order, digging deep to play the unflinching revolutionary and controversial figure in what's become one of the movies of the year.
I will learn all that I can.
These ain't no terrorists.
Judas and the Black Messiah explores Fred Hampton's brief and explosive life through a modern prism.
Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton of the Illinois Black Panther Party.
At just 21, Hampton was an old soul wise beyond his years, a warrior with a poet's heart. His rhetoric as relevant today as it was over 50 years ago.
The connection to here and now, was that intentional or was it coincidental?
This is in a Stars Aligned situation. There's many people that attempted to make a Chairman Fred story.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
The film released in the wake of a racial reckoning in America, call it Kismet. Newfound box office clout, just as new cries for racial justice are emerging.
There's so many things that have to happen, business-wise and industry, but also culturally, you know, and all these feelings came to the fore, and we was all like, oh, wow, we just made a film about these people, about Chairman Fred and Black Panther Party, and they articulate how everyone's feeling right now.
You can't do it if you believe that you can do it.
The Panthers' image as a gun-toting militant group was only one side of a multicolored and complicated house. Director, co-writer Shaka King takes us inside, floorboards to the ceiling, to see up close this 1960s American house, often divided, frequently dangerous, always unapologetic.
I mean, I think that the general public thinks that the Black Panther parties were like storming police precincts armed and, you know, storming the Capitol armed, you know, ready to go to war with the police and forces of the state. And the truth of the matter is that they were really interested in feeding kids through a breakfast program, building medical clinics for in impoverished neighborhoods.
Nominated for 5 Oscars, Judas and the Black Messiah is already making history as the first Best Picture nominee with a team of all Black producers, and breakout star Kaluuya earning an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
It spoke to me. Chairman had words that I for feelings that I had, and like pushed me and pushed my just way of thinking, genuinely the way of thinking.
And if Fred Hampton is the Messiah, the FBI is the Roman Empire.
Our counterintelligence program must prevent the rise of a Black Messiah.
The FBI recruits the film's Judas, tragic figure Bill O'Neill, to get close to and ultimately betray the Black Panther leader in Chicago.
Say, I'll get you like some good information. Something nobody else know. Is it some kind of bonus or something?
Well, I'm counting on it, Bill.
Walk me through one of the most powerful scenes in the film, the I Am a Revolutionary speech from the church pulpit.
It's not a question of violence or nonviolence. It's a question of resistance to fascism or non-existence within fascism. You can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation.
That's how he spoke, man. That's what he meant. And I believe that 52 years later, we are here talking about these words, which is testament to what he is saying.
Kaluuya, the 32-year-old actor who grew up in public housing in London, staking a claim in Hollywood,
Of all the muscular, important roles that you've played, from Chris in Get Out to your role in Black Panther, and now Chairman Fred Hampton, which one has resonated with you the most?
I've never played a real life person on screen. Chairman challenged my thinking, that professionally and personally.
I want to share something with you.
Fundamental to telling the truth here, Fred Hampton's family, his then fiance Akua Njeri, and his son, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., who both consulted on set.
A lot of misinformation have been put forth about the Black Panther Party against Chairman Fred. And so we had to, I guess you say, knock that down. I told Daniel, I said, oh, I ain't worried about you. You got this. I knew he had it. Just from talking about some of his life experiences and why he wanted to play Chairman Fred.
We were able to form a relationship, you know, with not only script writers and producers, the cast.
The film evokes disturbing and all too familiar scenes of police brutality, drawing parallels to the recent killings of unarmed Black men and women in America. In the end, when Chairman Fred Hampton is killed, for me in watching it, my mind immediately, unintentionally, but immediately went to Breonna Taylor. I thought about George Floyd, these moments in current day America where Black people in their encounter with police ends in the most violent and brutal way.
Yeah, it ends in murder. I think we need to call it the way it is, it's murder.
Njeri, asleep by Chairman Fred's side, 8.5 months pregnant at the time, seeing that moment come to life on screen, too difficult to watch.
I have not sat through the movie entirely. I'll get up and go to the bathroom so nobody will see me cry. I still have emotions about it. I still go through it, if you will. And that's something that will be with me for the rest of my life.
Though the police were never charged, the city of Chicago settling with survivors and family members for $1.8 million in 1983. Born less than a month after his father's killing, Hampton Jr., now 51, an activist like his father, serving as chairman of the Black Panther Party Cubs.
We are the ideological offspring of that organization. Unfortunately, we have to deal with many of the same issues the Black Panther Party had to deal with, ranging from what was once referred to as police brutality, which we refer to as police terrorism.
Njeri, a lifelong activist, still devoting herself to social justice causes in Chicago.
I feel complete as a person when I'm doing this work. I used to make a joke and say that the spirit of Chairman Fred would haunt me if, in this period, we haven't achieved freedom or power to the people because has not become a reality.
The spirit of Chairman Fred Hampton's life and work now resurrected in Judas and the Black Messiah. Though he died young, the wisdom of his words proved prophetic.
You can murder revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution.
Judas and the Black Messiah is now in theaters. And finally tonight, the ABCs of diversity.
Looks good.
Meet Wes and his dad, Elijah, two new Black Muppets moving on to Sesame Street, the legendary TV program introducing the duo to teach young people about race.
Elmo wants to know why Wes's skin is brown.
Oh, I know why, Elmo. My mom and dad told me. It's because of melanin. Right, Dad?
That's right.
The new neighbors joining the rest of the colorful cast singing they are somebody who will stand up against racism.
Oh, I am, you are, we are somebody.
Sparking a conversation. That's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here, same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.